The internet makes it so easy to copy and paste just about anything, and if you do that with pictures, you could find yourself in trouble. Image copyright infringement is running rampant on the internet because, frankly, people just don't understand copyrights. Lots of companies that are in the business of selling images will go after anyone that uses their images without paying. The fees that can be racked up from unauthorized usage can be hundreds to tens of thousands of dollars depending upon what you've used and how often. The bottom line is, just because you can find an image on Google does not mean you can use it. Publicly accessible does not mean publicly usable. My suggestion for anyone looking for images for their blog or their website, assume everything you see is copyrighted and act accordingly. If you see an image you'd like to use, try to contact the author to see if they're willing to allow you to use the image. A Creative Commons license is one that an author uses to allow people to use their images for free under certain circumstances. You can learn more about Creative Commons at creativecommons.org. There's a myth on the internet that if you change an image by 10 or 20%, it's no longer the original image, therefore it's no longer copyrighted. Nothing could be further from the truth. Do not take any original work ever without the permission of the author. Getty Images recently opened up a huge part of their library specifically for bloggers and website owners who are not using the images to sell something. You can use their embedded technology for free if you follow the guidelines at gettyimages.com. If you want to purchase images to make sure that you're always safe, consider a site called bigstockphoto.com.